Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and our number here is 508-222-1320. Oh my God, remember in the summertime we had the air that you could wear, and today it's like it's so freezing you can see your breath. I mean, what is going on? We have got a fun-filled pack hour. I don't know how we're going to fit everything in, but we do. And I am so thrilled and excited. Comic-Con, Rhode Island Comic-Con is in Rhode Island all this week. Today is Saturday, and unfortunately, Comic-Con is sold out. And Sunday, there are still tickets available. Some of the characters, before I get into, like, my special guest that I'm going to present to you in the 7:30 hour, I just have to say I am so excited because I'm going down to Comic-Con today, and I actually had a wonderful chance to meet an exceptional person, Lou Ferrigno, and we're going to get into more about Lou and everything later. We have our veterans agent from Attleboro who will be calling in and talking to us about what the activities are going on in veterans, because today is 11/11, and happy Veterans Day to everyone, and thank you for your service and devotion to our country. There are many, many things going on in the Attleboro area, and like I said, Comic-Con. There's 127 celebrities in Providence staying at the Omni Hotel. And it's Lou Ferrigno, who is my favorite, Christopher Lloyd, folks from The Walking Dead. We have Star Wars, Star Trek, William Shatner's in town. We have folks that are from Lord of the Rings, Stranger Things. There are more artists, comic book artists there. They even have ghost hunters and mediums there. So if you have a chance to go, like I said, today, unfortunately, is sold out. You may be lucky to get a ticket, I'm not sure, but the fun starts today at, it goes from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's Sunday. So with a salute to our veterans, like I said, it's just been one of those, it's our weekend to celebrate and actually give back and say thank you to all our veterans who served in all the wars. And in Attleboro, we do have many activities that is going to be going on. So this is how we're going to be doing the show. Today, right now, we're just going to be talking a little bit. I'm waiting for the veterans agent to call in. We have Jim Corbin that's going to be calling in at 7:15 and to 7:30. Then we're going to take a quick break. And then I'm going to play our interview with Lou Ferrigno. And then we'll wrap it up with all our out-and-about activities in the 7:45 hour. So I know there's not enough time, but I will talk to you about my encounter with Lou Ferrigno while we wait for the veterans agent to call in. But I have to say, what an incredible person. I did post a picture of us on Facebook, and people are commenting that he is so big that I could fit into his pocket. But he couldn't have been nicer and a very genuine person. I had a chance to really ask him some very thought-provoking questions, and you'll hear him later in the forecast. So anyway, so right now we do have, I believe it's Ken, our veterans agent. So good morning. How are you today?
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh my goodness. I know. And you know what? I am definitely going to have you on for a full half hour or so at some point. And Ken, I'm sorry that it's just so crunched today, but I'm so glad that you did call in. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on in our area today?
Fantastic. Thank you very much again. And I would look forward very much to joining you on your show anytime you need. But this morning, we have our Veterans Day ceremony. We observe Veterans Day every year in the city of Attleboro. And this year we were especially excited because it's the fifth anniversary of the dedication of the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in South Attleboro. That's at the Lees Pond Park there. And unfortunately, the weather is so cold that we had some concerns with some of the students that are going to be showing up and helping sing with us, and maybe some of our World War II veterans not being able to sit through a ceremony outside with the wind chill below freezing. So we decided to move that ceremony to City Hall. So we'll be at City Hall at 11 a.m. So that's 11-11-11 for our Veterans Day ceremony, and we invite everybody to come down. There are a couple of other organizations that are really looking to express their gratitude and thankfulness for those who served. Top of mind is the Elks. They're having their Polish Night Dinner. It's a fundraiser, and the proceeds will be donated to veterans in need in our community, and that starts at 6 o'clock. And then the Masons are also hosting a nice dinner for some of our veterans as well. I am aware of some of our church communities who are putting on some really great events as well, but I don't have my notes in front of me for those, so I can't really speak to all the details. But Attleboro is an exceptionally patriotic community, and we're really pleased to be able to put on our Veterans Day of affairs.
Right. Now, this morning you were saying that the ceremony, can you describe some of the things that will be taking place today at 11 a.m.?
Great, sure. So it's a pretty traditional ceremony. We open it up with the posting of the colors, and we'll honor our flag. And we've got a singer from the Bishop Feehan High School who's going to come down and help us sing the national anthem. And we've got some of our dignitaries that have promised to join us as well. Our mayor, Kevin Dumas, will be there, as well as the mayor-elect, Paul Hero, and members of the city council and all of our elected officials have been invited. And we'll see lots of prominent members of the community there to honor our veterans. And then I've also invited the former veterans agent, Carl Bradshaw. He's a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army, and he's going to comment on the original intention was to be at the pavilion in South Attleboro, but he was a member of that community that helped with the fundraising and construction for that, and he's going to talk about what it means to the community as a native of South Attleboro. So we're really looking forward to that. And also, for last year and this year, we've been thrilled to welcome the third and fourth grade choir from the Hill Roberts Elementary School, and they're going to sing some patriotic songs and help us honor our veterans that way as well.
Wow, that's really great. It sounds like a wonderful program. Can you describe some of the veteran services that our vets are, if someone is listening and needs vet services, and then your contact information as well?
That'd be great. So many folks aren't aware that every city and town in Massachusetts is served by someone like me, a veterans agent. And my role is simply to improve the lives of veterans within the city of Attleboro. So you don't necessarily need to be indigent or in desperate need of help to come in and ask about the benefits that you've earned and deserve. But I'm at City Hall, and I can be reached at 508-223-2222. And I'm in the Veteran Services Department, and my extension is 3281. And what I do is I help people file VA claims. I'm not a part of the VA. I work for the mayor, but I can assist in filing those claims. There's also a 62-page pamphlet full of I jokingly call it a pamphlet. That's a military term for a book that size. But it's full of state benefits that many veterans aren't even aware they're eligible for, such as property tax exemptions if they happen to be a disabled veteran. There are annuities for our Gold Star families. There are education benefits, and the list goes on and on. So I really love to have the opportunity to engage and pick the brains of any of our veterans and see what might be missing in their lives and how I can patch in those holes.
Right, right. Do you have an information night, or what is going to be upcoming in the few months ahead? I know we're heading into a very cold winter and everything. Do you do a clothing drive or something like that to help our vets, or is there a community outreach at that point?
Sure. So there's a bunch of the big concern in our area. You mentioned the cold is making sure that people can keep the heat on. One of the things that we pay very close attention to is making sure that folks aren't just shivering in the cold because those heating bills can really spike in the wintertime. So there's a couple of really great nonprofits locally and a couple of fundraisers that get set up to help them out, such as Soup for Heat. Mm-hmm. There's the Low Income Heating Assistance Program. And then for veterans who qualify, veterans and their family members, it's not just veterans, but veterans and their family members who qualify, I can also channel some state aid into that heating bill to make sure that they're helped out and nobody has to be cold during the wintertime.
Wow.
So that's something that's really important to me, is I want to make sure that nobody's left out in the cold.
Right, of course. My goodness. So in wrapping up, and I know that our time is very limited, but
sure.
I definitely will contact you now that I have your number at 508-223-2222 extension 3281. So we are going to have a partnership, my friend, that's for sure. I'd love to have you back on again to go over some of the important services, like you said, the property tax exemption and the fuel assistance and other things. I would love to have you come on in the next couple of weeks, Ken. So I'll call you and we'll set up something probably in the we're booked solid until like beginning of December. So if you can come on, that would be really great.
Let's set it up. And thank you very much again for having me on. And I hope you and all our listeners have a happy Veterans Day. And please feel free to join us at City Hall at 11 a.m.
Sounds great. And thank you for your services. And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for your support. Take care.
You're welcome. All right. There goes Ken, our veterans agent. Again, like he was saying, there are many, many services. So if you are a vet, if you would like more information, you can call the Veterans Office at 508-223-2222, and Ken's extension is 3281. I'm sure if you could just drop in, too. They're on the second floor. I used to work at City Hall, so I know exactly where they are, and they do such great work. So anyway, folks, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We were talking a little bit about what's going to be coming on today. I was mentioning Comic-Con, and we do have a great interview with Lou Ferrigno that's going to be coming up. And then when we take our break, we come back, Jim Corbin is going to be giving us a really great 80-degree sunshine weather report. I just know it. But for now, we're going to just wait a few more minutes. But I just want to go back to talking about Lou Ferrigno because, honest to God, you know, sometimes people just contact me to ask me if I wanted to do an interview with a certain individual. And when they said Lou Ferrigno, I grew up and I watched The Incredible Hulk as much of as some of you have. And when I mentioned it at work, some of the guys would come up and say, oh my God, do you realize he was my hero? And three people came up and said, yeah, I was bullied in school too, you know. And what Lou has talked about in his interview, he said, there's a Hulk in all of us, you know, and how you channel that is important. And he devoted his whole life, because I asked him, you know, like, he was born in 1951, and how he maintains his lifestyle and what he has to say is very important. So on that note, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I wish you a very good bundle-up kind of Saturday morning. It is, like, really cold. I thought yesterday was cold leaving work, but today when I woke up, I don't even know how cold it is. But we are going to take a quick break, and we'll find out just how cold it is when we come back right after these messages.
Public Library will host award-winning pastel artist Gregory Matrak's workshop, Pastel Paint the $45 Million Flower, on Wednesday, November 8th at 6 p.m. In this new workshop, everyone from beginners to advanced artists will be able to create their own pastel painting. All skill levels are welcome and all supplies will be provided. This program is jointly sponsored by the Seekonk Arts Council and the Friends of the Seekonk Public Library. Matrak's classes fill up quickly. You can contact the library at 508-336-8230 to register.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Learn more at feedingamerica.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rick Verfail, owner of Rick's Musical Instruments in Cumberland and Bravo Musical Instruments of Rehoboth, has been servicing the needs of musicians for over 20 years. Rick and his staff offer a variety of services to customers of all ages. From service and sales to rentals and lessons, Rick's also has new merchandise arriving on a daily basis for your musical needs. For more information on services available, you can view their website at ricksmusicalinstruments.com or call 401-658-3404. Shop competitive, shop local, shop smart.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
As we're celebrating Veterans Day, today is November 11th. We have Jim Corbin on the line, and we're going to be talking about Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, perhaps. Good morning, Jim. Hello? Jim? Okay, I guess we have lost him again. All right, we're going to, you know what I always say, when it's live radio, anything can happen, and it just did, so computer's giving us just a little bit of trouble, but I have my tech guy here, Mike Catanzaro, who's going to just fix that, right, Mike?
he actually hung up.
Okay.
Or something happened on his phone.
All right. Well, what we'll do is I'll just keep answering, and that's all good. So Jim Corbin will be calling us back. Hopefully his phone didn't die. And I was talking about our interview after Jim Corbin's forecast. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we're going to be talking to Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk. So I think we have Jim Corbin back on.
Now we
again.
Have Jim Corbin, I promise, this time.
Okay, great. All right, let's pot him up. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
All right, I turned the heat on for the first time yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was able to fight it off for many months. It's certainly a cold one. And I'll be very quick, because I know you have a lot going on this morning. We've got, though, the good news many times on this time of the year. Today, Veterans Day, the weather can be really lousy, just climatologically, but at least we have the sun out today. So that's the good news for the activities. It is in the low 20s. We're going to reach the mid to upper 30s. That's it for high temperatures today. The difference between yesterday and today, there won't be as much wind. So that is the good news. Now, we're going to fall back once again back down into the low and mid 20s tonight. And then we'll have slightly better recovery tomorrow. Highs in the mid to upper 40s with sunshine. There'll be some increase in clouds in the afternoon. Now, Monday looks like we're going to get into a period of light rain. Might even be a few wet snowflakes mixed in, but certainly no storm of any consequence in terms of accumulation. That will be Monday. Highs in the mid 40s. And then as we go into Tuesday and Wednesday, it looks mainly dry and chilly, but not quite as cold as today will be, probably upper 40s to around 50 degrees. So, again, the payback by Mother Nature of some of the warmest weathers we've ever had in September and October. And, again, remember, we've had very mild temperatures the last couple of months. So Mother Nature is balancing things out today.
Oh, boy, that's for sure. Oh, my God. Even last night, I was telling folks, you know, when I got out of work, and, it was just so, like, you could see your breath. And, it, like, this morning, same thing. It was like, oh, my God, we can see our... It is getting very chilly, that's for sure. And you're right. It's electric blanket season, and the heat has to go on, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you were talking about that with your guest just a few minutes ago. Now, the main story really is the fact that we don't have any big storms, at least for the next several days. So as much as it's cold, it's essentially mostly dry this weekend. So that's the good news. Again, maybe a little tough to be outside. And again, everything is, as I always use the word, the R word, relative. Mm-hmm. The fact that we've had such mild weather for the last couple of months, for September and October, obviously not like, you know, the middle of July. But the fact that we've had such mild weather is why you and others are saying, wow, it is really cold. Well, yeah, it's actually closer to where we should be for this time of the year. It is a little below average for the 11th day of November, and in fact, almost record-breaking. But it's really nothing too unusual for this time of the year. It's just that it's been so mild for the last 2 months that a lot of us were getting used to thinking, okay, this is the way it's going to be. It's going to be, 50s, 60s, and some 70s during the day. And now that we're back down into the 20s and 30s, that seems like the ice age, but it is.
Do you think that we're going to have any snow before Thanksgiving?
I think there's a chance of maybe a few wet snowflakes, but remember I've said, if the earlier it snows, even a few snowflakes, the less chance of it being a snowy winter. So if you almost might want to root for maybe a few snowflakes before Thanksgiving. Of course, Thanksgiving now about 10 days away, a little more than 10 days away. But you almost want to root for it to snow, even if it's just a little bit of snow, before Thanksgiving if you don't like a lot of snow in the winter. So it goes both ways. I mean, the longer it takes to start to snow, if we go even, we have to wait until after Thanksgiving, that bodes well for a snowy winter. Mm. So again, it's really like you pick and choose what you want. So certainly it's cold enough to snow, obviously, this morning. And it's right now about 22 degrees on average around the greater Attleboro area. And we're going to reach about 37 this afternoon. But again, it's dry, so there's no snow to worry about today.
Right. Well, that's great. You know, daylight saving time occurred, and so many people are like dragging at work. They're very tired and exhausted. And I said, and I have to say, you know, it took me like 2 or 3 days to get used to that. And I just wondered, you know, did you feel that as well? Is there a science behind that?
Not really. Not really. I said this before to you and others over the years. We haven't lost any daylight or whatever. We've just rearranged the time it happens. So I always said this, you know, just go, you know, with daylight savings, now we're back on Eastern Standard Time. It's a little brighter again in the morning for a little while, but it is darker, obviously, in the late afternoon. Just rearrange the time you do things. I mean, mm-hmm. It's really not that difficult or a big issue, I think. Rearrange the time to do things, you know.
Right.
So go to, you know, you might go to work an hour later or an hour earlier, depending on how you want to do things. You get out of work say you get out of work an hour earlier. So start work earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this thing about, oh, it's dark in the late afternoon. Well, okay, that's bad. You go, you know, you're commuting back home. Then start work an hour earlier. And so you get out an hour earlier in the late afternoon. And then you don't feel the effects of the day of the darker late afternoons. So again, it's all how you manipulate. As I always like to say, talking about manipulating the weather and leaving windows open and closed and this and that, you can also manipulate the daylight by doing things at a different time. You know. So again, companies, you know, the issue is, oh, it's dark. Well, companies should start, say, one, since we set the clocks back. Why not start the day 1 hour earlier at work or school? And therefore, you don't feel the effects of it as much.
Right. No, that's very true. That's very true. So any moon risings or fallings or harvest moon or coyote moon coming up?
We just had last week, we had the full beaver moon.
Ah, there we go.
The lovely beaver moon, and that's what it is. It's the beavers that are running around and setting their nests and things in the rivers and streams. We'll have the full cold moon next month. So it's the moon is, it's a late moon. It's past last quarter now.
Mm-hmm.
So the moon won't be really not visible to most people for another week or so, and then we'll start seeing it in the early evening once again in the west. So anyway, I know you have a lot going on, so I'll end on that. Cold weather, but at least it stays mostly dry. Maybe a little bit of light rain on Monday.
Okay, sounds great, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Regular time, I promise.
That's all right. Well, if you want to change it, that's just let me know, but no problem, whether it's 7:15 or 7:35.
No, 7:35 next Saturday.
All right, Elaine.
Have a good
talk
one. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, there goes Jim Corbin. So we might get a little bit of snowflakes going on Monday. That's interesting. And, you know, 'tis the season, as they say. I know if you've gone into the stores and everything, I'm surprised they don't have Valentine's stuff out, because before Halloween, it's like they've got, you know, turkeys and Christmas wrappings and everything else. And it's like, you know, I fully expect to have Valentine's. Mike's laughing, but it's true. I mean, it's like, why push the season? I grew up in a time, I'm the same age as the Hulk and Lou Ferrigno. And it's like, we grew up like nothing came out. You had Halloween. And then after Halloween, the day after or two, you might see Thanksgiving stuff out. And then you know, in fall decorations and that. And then after Thanksgiving, then you would have Christmas decorations and Christmas music and things like that. I mean, I feel bad for people that have to work in the Christmas tree stores because they started playing Christmas songs November 1st, I believe. And that plays continuous. It's like, oh my God, talk about torture. I mean, I'm the most happiest person you ever wanted to meet, trust me. But geez, you know, I mean, why rush the season? Let's enjoy it. You know, like Lou Ferrigno's philosophy is, you know, take one day at a time and get the most out of it and positive energy. And he has such a passion for life and enjoy your time. You know, I mean, like, it's just like every single day is a great adventure, you know, and I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to read you a little bio of Lou, and when we take a break and come back, we'll play his interview, okay? So Lou Ferrigno was actually born on November 9th, 1951, and is an inspiration behind Ferrigno Fit, which he will describe. Like every good comic book hero, Lou's original story began with the face of adversity. As an infant, Lou suffered a serious ear infections, and he lost 80% of his hearing, and it wasn't diagnosed until he was age 3. The circumstances led to bullying in both school and at home, and he turned that larger-than-life figure, like bodybuilding, actor bodybuilding, into like he admired Steve Reeves of, and the Marvel's Incredible Hulk character for inspiration. These two icons would dictate who he would become and how he would live the rest of his life. So, undeterred by many, when you have a disadvantage, he took a negative into a positive and threw himself into athletics at age 13. And he did bodybuilding, weightlifting, and by age 21, Lou won his first major title, Mr. America and Mr. Universe. At 22, he came in second at the first attempt at Mr. Olympian. And his second attempt, there was a film documented his journey. And the film is called Pumping Iron. And it really gained him national attention and actually the eye of Kenneth Johnson, who was the producer of The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman. And he was looking for the right person to portray the larger-than-life comic book superhero, The Incredible Hulk. Well, Lou is 6'5" tall. And let me tell you, yesterday, he seemed like he was 7'3" next to me. But he is the biggest professional bodybuilder. And of course, he was cast as the Incredible Hulk. And his success in this series catapulted Lou into the mainstream and making him a fitness legend and pop culture icon. And also, he did 7 years as the King of Queens and also was in the movie I Love You, Man, and was on the NBC Celebrity Apprentice. So when we come back from our break, we will be listening to our interview with Lou Ferrigno. Stay tuned. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and you are not going to want to miss his interview, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand.
Webster Bank will present Preventing Elder Financial Abuse on Thursday, December 14th at 4:30 p.m. at the Attleboro Public Library. The workshop will be led by Gabriella Vieira, Banking Center Manager of Webster Bank's downtown Attleboro branch. Financial exploitation of elders and vulnerable adults is a growing problem nationally. Fraudulent telemarketing schemes and scam artists increasingly target elders, resulting in significant financial losses. This workshop will provide an overview of the signs and symptoms of financial exploitation and fraud and simple strategies for protecting assets. A representative from District Attorney Quinn's Community Affairs Unit will be present to provide additional information and resources.
Using WIC is easier than ever. Now you can use the WIC card instead of checks for your food purchases. WIC is a free nutrition program that helps working families stretch their food budget and make healthy choices. WIC helps families learn to shop for nutritious foods and offers resources like online nutrition education and an app to make shopping easier. Visit us online at mass.gov/WIC to find out if you qualify. This message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's WIC Nutrition Program.
Claudino's Auto Repair, located at 310 South Main Street in Attleboro, is celebrating 25 years in the auto and truck repair business. Over the years, John Claudino and his team of mechanics have worked to build a long-lasting rapport with their customers. From oil changes to diagnostics, transmissions, and routine maintenance on foreign and domestic cars and trucks, Claudino's will keep your vehicle running. Claudino's Auto Repair, 508-226-8545 or at claudinosautorepair.com.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Johnny, get your gun, get your gun, get your gun. Take it on the run, on the run, on the run. Hear them calling you and me every time.
All right, so we are here with Mr. Lou Ferrigno. And I was doing your bio. You have a very interesting life, I must say. But I wanted to know... who inspired you to get into bodybuilding, and how did that impact your life today?
Well, as a kid, I went to the movie to watch a bodybuilder at the time at the University, Steve Reeves. He was Hercules. And I remember when I saw him standing between the two pillars, and he pulled it down, and my whole life changed. I said, that's what I want to be, because I was obsessed with power. I used to read a lot of comic books. I was like a real-life Walter Mitty, because to escape the pain I was going through, because my life was about overcoming adversity.
Right.
So that's where it all began.
And you were 13 when you started bodybuilding, I understand.
Just about 12 or 13.
12, 13. Uh-huh. Wow. That's great. We have something in common. I have a hearing disability as well.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. From what?
My dad, I won't record this, but my dad had a chain manufacturing company with loud machinery, mm-hmm. and it impacted our hearing. So, yeah.
You could get a hearing aid. Small one.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good. But anyway, getting back to your wonderful your wonderful career, you have devoted your life, I'm going off script because it's more natural, you've devoted your life to fitness all the time. Most people in America, like, we join the gym, you know, we see all those commercials for gyms, and then after a year or so, we kind of, like, fall off. But your whole family has been devoted, you, your wife, your boys. How do you stay motivated?
Well, it's all about passion, because my passion growing up and being a lifetime bodybuilder and fitness, I cherish what I have, because the fact that age is not a number, it's just a number. That's why, like, my kids... they follow me. I never push them to get into physical fitness. Or,
really?
But they saw the way I was eating, the way I was working out, so they decided to adapt to themselves. And my passion, every day when I wake up, I want to be the best I can be within my capacity, my body, not just mentally, which is important. What about the consistency of working out, eating good, and staying in shape?
Right. And you do. I mean, I have to say, that is a great motivation. So, what we were saying about... I wanted to ask your opinion about childhood obesity in our country, like in the schools and everything. The diet is terrible, sodas and everything. And where I come from in Attleboro, they've taken away all the soda, all the sugar drinks out, and they've given every child in the school systems in Attleboro a water bottle with free access to, you know, that and diet and nutrition. But we see so many commercials on the fat and the... I mean, our American diet has changed so much to fast food.
Well, not only that, a lot of the stuff is being cooked now with palm oil. Palm oil, they kill elephants in South Africa, but they mix it because it's cheap. They mix it with food, like, for example, some like ice cream, and it's very unhealthy for you. But that's why I believe all the schools, they should change all the vending machines, put, like, protein stuff, and make protein shakes, healthy food, like fruit and snacks. Because as a kid, when I was in high school, every morning when I first year of high school, I would have donuts, I would have like cake and a glass of milk before I go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about nutrition. And then about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'd be with Dr. and people falling asleep in class because of the sugar shock. Then when I learned about nutrition, then that changed my whole life. But especially in school, if you want to function in school and be very successful, you have to have a sensible diet.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. That is very important. So if you could give us some healthy tips and healthy choice alternatives, what would you recommend for us to start eating healthier?
I recommend that everybody, I'm not into the word diet, I recommend that to eat like a combination of meat, fish, eggs, and fruits and vegetables. If you're vegan, then you can stick with the egg whites and then the other stuff. But what about sleep good, train good, and eat good?
Mm-hmm.
And try to refrain from overindulging stuff with sugar and starch like that. Like, for example, eat your calories, but don't drink your calories.
Oh.
That's huge because that you started making all these juice,
right.
All these sodas and pop, which is not healthy. You better eat it, better drink water, or maybe have like a juice. But eat your calories, but don't drink your calories. Like, for example, you have a dressing, like a thousand island dressing. You don't have any calories in a thousand island dressing, especially when you put like three spoonfuls, maybe like a half a cup. You're talking about over like a thousand calories. Instead, use like oil and vinegar. Restrict your calories. In other words, you can eat healthier, you can eat more than you're normally eating, but don't eat the unsaturated refined fats.
Uh-huh. Do you agree that portion control is also important?
Yes, for example, when you eat, I would say measure the size of your fist if you want to have that vegetable. This is the rule of thumb. Measure the size of your fist because the size of your fist is equal to the esophagus in your stomach. So if you eat no more than the size of your fist, that should be sufficient. That's the rule of thumb.
That's very important.
Yeah.
I don't think most of us know that. One thing is, when people first meet you, are they more interested in learning about your career as the Hulk or as a bodybuilder?
I think it's both of the combination. Because of my physicality, I kept the Hulk alive for 40 years. Because when I started, Captain America, Spider-Man failed at the TV series. So the Hulk sustained all these years, and that's why now it left all these big mega movies. But a lot of people I talk to, it's also my bodybuilding. I had to do also with the Hulk, about the makeup, about all the shows I filmed, because I've done over 40 films and 5 different TV series.
You sure have.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you on Seinfeld on King of Queens for almost 7 years, and that was just really, really great. One thing I want to know is, let me just see, if you were not an actor, bodybuilder, or entrepreneur, what other career do you think you might want to try, or are you living the dream?
Probably carpentry.
Really?
Yeah.
Carpentry?
Yeah, I served 4 years at apprenticeship in sheet metal. I became a sheet metal journeyman. That's when you fabricate air ducts in the shop. But I've always had a taste for a love of carpentry because I like to make furniture.
Sure.
Which I did years ago. I'm going back to it.
Good.
Because I like working with my hands and being very creative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime soon we can see it online or something like that.
Eventually,
if you're
going to
do that,
I'm gathering all the tools.
Please
now,
do.
A nice workshop.
Yeah, I think that would be a great niche for you. I can see that.
Yeah, very therapeutic.
It is very. Yeah, when you ever create and do things, everybody
needs
an outlet.
She gets pregnant. I make her the baby crib.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is a grandfather and made the from Toy Story. You know the wagon. They made the wagon
Oh,
it was so cute. It was so adorable. It was just really great. Let's get into being the best part of Lou Ferrigno. You had a stellar career as an actor and a bodybuilder, and now you're getting into health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the 12-step program, the FIT program, the Ferrigno FIT program.
Yeah.
Can you describe that? Because I was looking on the website, and you have like these people, these coaches and nutritionists, and you guiding people through a 12-step. It's like a 12-week
program.
Well, my
daughter and I have it. It's a global website. It teaches you how to become your own personal trainer. Like, some people can't afford a trainer, but you can train yourself.
Right.
You get a customized meal plan, and it's good for any age, any body type. And then it teaches you, like, for example, say you're somewhere in Asia, and then you're in a hotel. It teaches you how to improvise in the room to work out, to keep in shape if you don't have a full gym.
Uh-huh.
So you improvise different things, and you work online, and working out with yourself, training yourself. And it's amazing because you follow that path and everything, that path, and you stay in great shape.
Right. It's a great program. I was looking through all the different categories that they have, and you're so motivating, and it's like, oh, my God, this is really wonderful. What do you think about our next generation of children? Where do you see us health-wise as far as the children? You know, are we...
The problem is there's so many children, so many kids texting and listening to an iPhone, you know, with the earpiece, and playing video games. They're taking away the activity. They need to be more active. Like when I was 12, 13, I didn't have that. I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to work out. I loved being outdoors. I loved working out, staying in shape, because I was obsessed with power. There's so many kids today, especially when they're being bullied. And it could be a teacher online. It could be a relative. And they become victimized. They internalize that. They might eat more food to feel better about themselves. We need to change all that, especially obesity. And also, I can't tell you how many people I walk, for example, if I'm on a train station, if I go to a school, all day long I see two thumbs, texting.
You're
instead of texting,
right.
Get out and get involved in some activity.
Right.
Like sports, swimming, basketball, stuff like that.
Right, soccer and everything else that's active and everything. What is your favorite food to eat?
I usually like a good balanced diet. It could be like a salad with lettuce, tomatoes, two olives. I like, you know, I'm laughing because every time I order food very simple, they can't get it right. I tell them I want a simple salad, lettuce, tomatoes, fresh mushrooms, and two green olives. They bring like 30 olives, place the bait, and they got like carrots, everything on the plate.
Oh, my
God. And God knows what kind of dressing they put into it. So we're laughing about it because I eat very healthy and kind of almost primitive, very simple.
Right. But if you indulge and you do want to...
Cheesecake. I won't have a whole cheesecake, just have
a piece. Right.
Can't hurt.
I know. Well, I know that about you. And what I did is we have an exquisite bakery called Greg's here in Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
And last night I went to Greg's to get you a cheesecake.
Wow, thank you.
And I have yours, and my daughter's working today, so I bought her a Boston cream, but I have a cheesecake for you to take back to
God.
The hotel as a thank you for allowing me to talk to you today.
Thank you, my pleasure.
You're very welcome. So with one more thing, what is the next project that you have going on? Where are you going? I know from here there's another... Comic-Con, and then...
This is my concert next week. It's called Fear No Legacy.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, it's in Palm Springs, November 18th, 19th. It's the biggest bodybuilding fitness show on the West Coast. And we have the biggest pro show in the world. And also, we've taken over the Palm Springs Convention Center. We have 250 booths. We're going to have food technology, strongman competition, powerlifting, fashion show, pole dancing. So it's a mega show, so that's my... My family's involved with it.
Uh-huh.
So it could be a great show. We have over 500 athletes.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we also be live streaming, too.
Frigno Legacy.
It's a great show. Yeah.
Okay, that'll be really great. So that's your next project. So let me ask you this. What do you enjoy more, being an actor, an entrepreneur, or bodybuilding business? Or is it a combination of all?
I just enjoy being Lou because I don't have an ego, and because when I came from, I think nobody's better than anybody, and I don't have an ego. I don't have that low self-esteem. I have to prove something. We've got to prove everything. I like helping people. I hate to say, I enjoy the most being the police officer because I went through the academy. I became a deputy sheriff, and I enjoy speaking to kids. And I enjoy giving back, especially now with Homeland Security. I do a lot of search and rescue. That's what I enjoy the most.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Because my father was the NYPD lieutenant for 26 years. I've always been fascinated with law enforcement. So 12 years, I went through the academy to be certified.
Right. I have three people that at my work who, three men actually, who had confided in me and wanted to relay a message to you that they had older brothers that were bullies, but they had in the schools they were really put down and everything. One was very overweight and everything. They watched the Hulk and everything, and it gave them. They just love you, you know, like we all do. But I mean, you were such a positive role model in that, even though you know, like with Bill Bixby and then turning into the Hulk and that. But you always were on the side of right. And they wanted me to relay that to you, that thank you so much for doing that. You were a very big part in their lives, and they sincerely wanted me to
thank you
for doing that. Because had you ever wondered the popularity of the character when you first started?
Well, I was hoping to get picked up into series, because when we shot the pilot, we shot two pilots. When it hit the air, it taken over by storm, because every country embraced it. And because at the time, you had Spider-Man, the series, and Captain America, it failed. But the Hulk survived it. And I'm the only comic character that had the muscles, the physicality. That remained important because everyone connects with the Hulk because we have a little Hulk inside of us. And we want to express our anger and frustration the Hulk does it for us. That's why it's so beloved.
That is true. And you are beloved.
Thank you.
We want to thank you very much for meeting with me today on my interview.
And
if you'd like a copy of it, I'll be happy to send
it to
you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine.
Learn how to reuse spare fabric you already have to create stylish gift wraps in a free for a Shiki workshop at Seekonk Library on Wednesday, November 15th at 6 o'clock p.m. Furoshiki are a type of traditional Japanese wrapping cloths traditionally used to transport clothes, gifts, or other goods. Space is limited and pre-registration is required for this workshop. You can contact the library at 508-336-8230 to register.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is currently looking for qualified individuals to fill various positions within the company. Full-time, part-time, and per diem positions are available, including first, second, and third shifts. By joining Amigo, you will help create a positive client experience for every individual they have the privilege of serving each and every day. For information on the positions available, please call 508-455-6200 or visit their website at amigoinc.org.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Good morning, everyone, and this is our last break. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Lou Ferrigno. I will be seeing him later on today to give him the copy of our show today. He was an exceptional person. He is an exceptional person, and his whole family has created this wonderful, wonderful legacy. And that program, the FIT program, is something really to see, and he is an author. He wrote this incredible book. And just a fascinating person. If you have an opportunity to go down and meet with him, you'll see. He said that he has no ego, and he's absolutely right. He is just one of the most approachable people I've ever met. And I feel very humbled by being asked to interview him, and he couldn't have been nicer, so I really appreciated that. And yes, I did my research, so you see, folks, I just don't call it in because I knew that he liked cheesecake, and he really appreciated that too. So what we're talking about is two things: our salute to the veterans today, and as we had Ken, our veterans agent, on earlier at 11 o'clock today at City Hall. There's going to be folks coming in, and we're going to have a tremendous ceremony, a tribute to our veterans, that's for sure. So we want to make sure that you get a chance to come out and support our veterans and thank them for their services. And also, too, if you have a chance to go down to Providence and you go into, you have to look for parking, that's for sure. But Rhode Island Comic Con today is sold out, but tomorrow isn't. So you can say that you've heard Lou Ferrigno. And on the line, we do have one of our other famous talk show hosts, Tom Rafferty, is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Doing very well. I'm very happy today because I had such a great time with Lou Ferrigno earlier.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm very happy, too, because I actually awoke, got up, and listened. I have listened to your entire program, and you have sounded terrific. The entire show has been very, very good. I you know, the veterans agent, I don't know what happened to Mr. Corbin there on the first call, but, you know, that happens occasionally. But just wanted to tell you that it really sounds great today. With Lou Ferrigno, my goodness, where did you tape that interview?
Well, I got a call from the person that runs the Comic Con, and she asked me, you know, right out of the blue if I would like to interview a celebrity. And I said, sure. She said, yeah. She said, his name is Lou Ferrigno. And I said, Lou Ferrigno? I said, oh, my God, I love that show. I love this man. He's just such a positive role model. Mm-hmm. And she said, but the only trouble is, she said, he's going to be down at Channel 10. Do you happen to know anybody at Channel 10?
Yeah.
And I said, well, let's see. I went to school with Frank Coletta. My daughter's right. Kelly Bates. And she goes, your daughter's Kelly Bates? I said, yeah. So, but I emailed Frank and I asked permission if I could come down and use an office there, and he emailed me back. He said, of course you can. So my daughter happened to be working that day too at noontime, but our paths didn't cross, so I brought her a cheesecake also. So I put it on her desk for me, yeah. And a little note, and so yeah, I was able to go in the green room, and Lou came in with a police officer and an agent, I guess, of some sort, and they couldn't have been nicer. He was so approachable, and I feel very, very humbled to be asked to do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And as a talk show host, sometimes you get some extraordinary guests. I mean, Lou was just one of the top people I've ever interviewed this whole year. Mm-hmm. He's just been, I mean, you could have gone on forever. I mean, he was just so great and very gracious, and I didn't feel rushed. And I wanted to ask him things that most people don't ask him, and that's, I think that's my forte. Like, I can pull things out of people that, because I generally, I really am interested in the person that I'm interviewing. Mm-hmm. So, like, who knew that he liked carpentry, you know? And and who knew that his father was a police officer in New York, you know, and other things, you know? And but I did know that he liked the cheesecake, and that was funny. He was totally wiped out by that.
I mean,
that.
I was thinking, he's so into diet and health and working out, and then I'm not so sure he's going to eat that cheesecake, but I'm sure he'll, you know what I mean? You know, maybe he will, like, eat one 16th of it every few weeks or something. But anyway, that was good. I enjoyed the entire show. As a matter of fact, I might go over today, as the veterans agent was talking about Mr. Bodisher. They're going to have the ceremonies at City Hall, correct? I just might go over there and
watch those. So, yeah, the tribute starts at 11 a.m., the ceremony, mm-hmm. and it's going to be at City Hall. And Ken was kind enough to call in, and I will have him on in December, that's for sure. But I do want to give out his number again, 508-223-2222, and he's at extension 3281. So I think that he would be a tremendous guest. I'm going to have him on in December, mm-hmm. because I'm booked solid for the next couple of weeks. So yeah.
Okay.
So what are you doing today? You said that you're going to be coming out down here to City Hall.
Yeah, might be going to City Hall. We might do a little shopping. We might take a ride somewhere. It's one of those days where, you know, after all week of driving and doing what I do, it's kind of a slow down day and a wind down day where you just kind of kick back and relax a little bit. But we like to get out and do some errands and certainly observe Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Wake up with out and about with Elaine. You've done a wonderful job today. I've really enjoyed listening to the program. It's like if I do fill in for you again, this show would be tough. The match.
Oh,
you know,
thanks,
Mike and I would have to do a lot of work to equal what you've done today. So
thanks. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, and I'll get back to you like maybe December 23rd,
mm-hmm.
if you're available. If you're going away, that's another thing. But I'll talk to you soon. But I got to wrap up because
all
I want
right.
to play a very special song in it
okay.
for our veterans. But Tom, as always, you are always welcome to call.
And
I appreciate
stay
you.
Stay warm
you.
Out there. My goodness.
I know.
Two coats. It is windy and chilly.
Right, I hear you. Well,
have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too, Tom. Thank you. And I'd also like to wrap up our show by thanking Lou Ferrigno and also our veterans agent, Ken, for coming on and talking to us. Matter of fact, the ceremony starts at 11 o'clock at City Hall in Attleboro, and we want to thank and recognize all our veterans, my dad, my brother, and all of you out there, and thank you very much for your service. And Mike Catanzaro, who's keeping me on track, and Jim Corbin, of course, and also to all our veterans and you, our listeners. Dominic will be back on Monday at 6 a.m., followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, is on each and every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. So from all of us here at WARA 1320. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and meet me back here next Saturday to find out what's happening in our community.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause